This morning, the Fond du Lac County Traffic Safety Commission will discuss the possibility of passing an ordinance to ban cell phone use while driving. This follows Waupaca County last month becoming the first county in the state to put a rule on the books. It prohibits dialing, answering, talking, listening, or text messaging in a manner that would not allow the user to keep both hands on the steering wheel. Do you want your county or community to consider a similar ban? Or should state government put a statewide ban in place? Or how about letting the current traffic laws that cover distracted driving take care of the problem? Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 10 past 6 on this Wednesday, December the 17th. We will talk with two guests this hour about the pros and cons of a possible statewide ban on cell phone use while driving. And we want to know your thoughts on the issue, too. Our first guest is Carol Owens, a Republican state representative from Oshkosh. Representative Owens is retiring, but she did author legislation with which bans cell phone use while driving, except in cases of emergency. She joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's your reaction to Waupaca County passing its ban last month and now Fond du Lac County considering a similar ban?
Well, it's so much more for the case of doing it statewide, it would be a nightmare to enforce it. You'd wonder, are you in the city limits? Are you in the county limits? Where would you be when you were arrested? It would just be a nightmare to enforce it.
Yeah, wouldn't it also be a problem enforcing a statewide ban on this?
I don't think so. It has become more than just inattentive driving. And the more you talk on the phone, the more the conversation hits, the key power, so to speak, you're going to be more distracted. It becomes a conversation more than driving the car.
Yeah. What exactly would your bill have done?
I just got the call yesterday, and I don't have a copy of the bill.
Well, just in general.
It would have been against the law to drive and talk on the phone.
What about a hands-free device? You wouldn't have allowed that either?
I don't know if that bill addressed it. I do believe that the conversation itself is a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be much better. We have to take in legislation small baby steps to get where we want to be, and nothing being done is not a good thing. So if we have to take baby steps,
what prompted you to author legislation to try to stop people from using their cell phones while driving?
My constituents called me and said I was nearly run off the road by someone talking on the phone. I was responding to my constituents. And then I almost got run off the road. So it's a combination of two things,
yeah.
The people, the constituents.
And certainly we do hear a lot of people with similar stories. So why is it difficult to get something like this through the legislature?
Well, it's sort of the state does everything for us. It's not a good thing when the state has to step in. But for some issues, you just have to do it. And the just the idea of trying to make it stick, so to speak, after an arrest, would it be in the zone? Would it be in the, in the county that has the bill? it would be a nightmare.
We are talking with retiring Republican State Representative Carol Owens from Oshkosh about new efforts by counties in Wisconsin to pass local ordinances banning the use of cell phones while driving. Wapaka passed one last month. Fond du Lac County is considering the same. Representative Owens authored a statewide ban on cell phone use while driving, one that did not get through the state legislature last session. Do you want local or state action on this issue or not? What are your questions? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send us an email, talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Hey, lady, put the phone down. Cancel all operations. Tell your friends to call it.
This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, December the 17th. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up after 6:30, we'll welcome in Democratic State Senator Jeff Plaley from South Milwaukee, who says there's no need for the state to pass a new law prohibiting the use of cell phones while driving because he says the state already has laws on the books to cover inattentive driving. Right now, we're talking with retiring State Representative Carol Owens of Oshkosh, who supports a statewide law against using cell phones while driving. Her bill didn't make it through the legislature last session, and now individual counties in Wisconsin are beginning to take the law into their own hands, so to speak. Wapaka passed an ordinance last month prohibiting drivers from yakking or texting, doing anything with their cell phone that keeps them from having both hands on the steering wheel. And this morning, Fond du Lac County is going to discuss the possibility of a similar ordinance. We wonder what you think. County-by-county bans, would that be a nightmare? A statewide ban, would that be preferable? No ban at all? We welcome your calls for our guest at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We'll go to the phones in just a moment, Representative Owens, but why aren't the laws that govern inattentive driving good enough, as Senator Plaley and others contend?
It is more than just inattentive driving. You know, it becomes, the girl that leaves the house or the man that leaves the house and immediately gets on the phone just to chitty-chat is not a good driver. It is a distraction to have anything going on in the car but what you're about to take care of, you know, your driving.
Let's take some calls. Rich in Hustisford joins us first. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Well, I find a major flaw in your argument, and that's the fact that what are we supposed to do when we have the wife sitting next to us and the kids in the back seat duct tape their mouth shut so that they can't talk while we're driving down the highway? We can't carry on a conversation with them because, oh, it's too distracting for us to drive. If you have a hands-free headset, like I'm talking to you right now as I'm driving down the road, I can carry on a conversation and I can do more than two things at once. So your whole argument is very flawed, because when you're driving down the road, you always have to be able to pay attention to more than one thing at a time. And if you're carrying on a conversation with somebody who's sitting next to you, it's just like talking to somebody on the phone, and it just seems very ridiculous to me.
Yeah, you can't ban not, you know, talking to a passenger in the car, can you, Representative Owens?
Well, and of course, he is entitled to his opinion. I think it is more than that. It becomes the major focus of what you're doing in that car. This is not just little idle chatter within the car.
Next, we go to Tom in Seymour. Hi, Tom. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yes. What about other activities in vehicles? People are eating and smoking and drinking coffee, and those things don't seem to be challenged. What do you think of that?
Well, how many times has there been an accident when you drop a French fry, when you do whatever? It's just such a split second. And when this becomes the major focus of what's going on in the car, I can assure you it is a distraction.
Well, how many times do we know for certain that somebody talking on a cell phone was the cause of an accident?
Well, there are some people that will admit, I was talking on the phone, I was distracted.
Yeah, Senator Plaley will make a similar point to Tom, saying, well, what's next? Are we going to ban, you know, eating hamburgers and you know, how about people looking at maps while they're driving? You know, there's all sorts of dumb things that people do while driving, and do we need really different laws to cover all of these different things? How about just distracted or inattentive driving as the law that you're breaking?
You can make the case. It's a useful tool. When you have miles apart from some place that needs a part that has to be done with a widget that's another 100 miles away, and you can make a phone call and get to it, it's a useful tool. But take it off the highway.
Your bill would have allowed using a cell phone for emergency purposes or the like. Isn't that right?
Yes. Hmm.
Next, we go to John in Madison. Hi, John.
Hi. I certainly agree with you. I'd like to see a statewide ban. It's a special form of inattentiveness that is excessive to anything I've ever seen in my life. I'd say three-quarters of the bad driving I see on the road now, when I come up next to the car, sure enough, they've got a cell phone. They drive like robots on automatic. They're totally unaware of what's going on. It's totally in a category by itself. The only question I have is the enforcement of this. It seems like the officer would have to see the person using the cell phone, and then they could say, well, you were wrong. I have a cell phone in the car, but I was really holding my hand at the ear. Is there going to be a difficulty in enforcing this?
Representative Owens?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, his point was is that he does support a ban, but he thinks it'll be very hard for anybody to be penalized for, because how do you prove it?
Yeah, and there will be some that will admit to using a cell phone.
Yeah.
And to having it be the cause of an accident.
So then those people who admit get an extra penalty for causing the accident because they had a cell phone?
I don't know, as you would have it say, an extra penalty. We just have to deal with this problem. It is it is more than just inattentive driving.
So the point being that is, if a statewide ban like this would pass, you feel as though that in itself would discourage people from actually using their cell phones while driving.
Well, there are people that abide by the law, abide by the rules of the road, and there are people that don't. And you'll always have that.
Next, we're going to go to Lay in Shawano. Hi, you're on
yes,
the air.
Yes, good morning, Joey, and good morning, our guest. Yes, I was driving in Shawano County. This took place 3 years ago. I was driving a brand-new car, and a fella just pulled in right behind me off of a side street, a young guy. And I can see he was busy. He was holding on to his cell phone. And you know how you just get that feeling? I was kind of looking in the rearview mirror and going straight ahead. And yet at the same token, I seen this guy was getting more emotional. You could see he was really engaged in a heavy conversation there. And I thought, oh, dear God. Oh, dear God, I hope not. And sure enough, when I came to an intersection and slowly stopped, boom, he totaled out a brand new car on me. And the moral of the story was, I called the Shawano Police Department. The fella had no car insurance. I made him pay every single dollar of that total car, but it was very hard. I had to go to courts, and the procedure went on and on, but I got every dollar. So, I mean, that's the moral of the story. So anybody out there, if they think they're driving a nice car and they get totaled out and the party involved with them has no car insurance and it was due to speaking on a cell phone, be my guest. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're okay, Lee. I'm sorry that happened to you. And it's stories like that that prompted your action, Representative Owens.
Well, sort of.
All right. Let's go to Saul in Stevens Point. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Just to back up, John, the studies have been done. I think it's whatever the National Highway Safety Commission. The distraction from a cell phone is different. They don't understand it well, but they've tested it against conversations in the car, eating, listening to the radio, you name it. It is much more distracting than anything previously, so I think there is now going to be some scientific backup for having a ban of cell phone use while a person is driving.
Well, wait a minute, Saul. You say that some government agency did this study?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that. I mean, I just heard it through one of the zillion sources that it is, in fact, more distracting. That was the thing, you know. People say, well, what's the difference between having somebody yakking next to you and talking on the cell phone? So it may have to do with the manual involvement with the phone itself. Who knows? I'm not privy to that, but I think that it has been shown in recent studies that it is more distracting than anything else, and so I think maybe that's the next step if you're going to do this kind of a program, is to have somebody on that knows that data.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks very much. We'll look it up too while during the news break, and we can present that to our next guest. And Carol Owens, you're retiring from the state legislature. Is there anybody that's going to pick up this torch this coming session?
I would hope so. I do believe eventually it will pass. When you talk on the cell phone, it's like inviting another person into the car. And if you're in an argumentative mode and you're arguing with the person, you get more emotional. And if it's something that kind of goes against your grain, we are all human, and we do get the more the conversation goes on in that scenario, the more the driver is distracted.
Yeah. So you you predict it's just a matter of time before the state of Wisconsin puts a ban in place similar to the ones that now counties are considering.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Carol Owens, a Republican state representative from Oshkosh. She's retiring from the state legislature, but has in the past authored bills that would have banned using cell phones while driving. Talking about this because since the state has not put one of these bans in place, now counties are trying it. Waupaca County recently became the first in Wisconsin to make using your cell phone while driving illegal. Now today, this morning, Fond du Lac County is going to be considering a similar ordinance. We will welcome in a state lawmaker who has a different perspective, who doesn't think it's necessary for a new law on the books to cover cell phone use while driving, and we'll continue to take your questions and comments on this issue after we check the latest news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Fond du Lac County could become the second Wisconsin county to tell drivers to put down the cell phone while driving, following Waupaca County's lead last month. The Fond du Lac County Traffic Safety Commission this morning will discuss the possibility of passing an ordinance like Waupaca's that would prohibit dialing, answering, talking, listening, or text messaging while driving, if the use would prevent the driver from having both hands on the steering wheel. So does this make sense to you? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 6:36 on this Wednesday, December the 17th. We heard from retiring Republican State Representative Carol Owens of Oshkosh in our first half hour, who authored legislation to ban the use of cell phones while driving statewide. But that bill did not make it through the legislature. Our next guest, Democratic State Senator Jeff Plaley of South Milwaukee, says bans on cell phone use while driving are unnecessary, and we wonder if you agree with him or not. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Senator Plaley joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So why do you think a new law prohibiting cell phone use while driving is unnecessary?
Well, I think it's really kind of silly, feel-good legislation. I'm looking at the statute book right now, and if you want to check it out, it's 346.89 of the statutes, and it's very short. It says, no person while driving a motor vehicle shall be so engaged or occupied as to interfere with the safe driving of such vehicle. So all of those examples of people getting into heated arguments on the cell phone, it's already illegal. Yeah. If you're so engaged in an activity while you're driving, whether it's talking on the phone, eating, talking to somebody sitting next to you, putting on eyeliner, putting on lip liner, shuffling through papers, all things that we've seen, all of that's illegal already. I don't know why we need to make it doubly illegal. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're violating that, the forfeiture is, according to the statute book here, not less than $20 and not more than $400. So depending on the severity of your violation, I mean, it could be quite costly. So I see this as so much legislation that does come down the pike. It sounds good, and oh boy, it makes a good press release. We're going to get tough on these folks on cell phones. Well, it's already illegal.
Yeah. What about the argument? We just heard a caller in our last half hour saying that there's some studies, and I believe there was a study by AAA along these lines that says that the cell phone discussion is more distracting than, say, just talking to a passenger next to you, that cell phone use is in a class by itself.
Well, and that may or may not be true, and I haven't studied it, and I don't know the data, but let's assume for a moment that it is true, that talking on a cell phone is inattentive driving. Well, mm-hmm. if you're engaged in inattentive driving to the point where it's causing you to officials to notice, 346.89 in the statutes already covers it. You cannot be so engaged in something that it causes you distraction from driving. And you know, think about this too. Look at your current cell phone and then think back to the very first one that you got. And compare the different features. I remember my first phone, it was in a bag, it was about 20 pounds, mm-hmm. it would heat up to about 500 degrees when I put it up to my mm-hmm. head. It had no Bluetooth, the ear clip-on feature, those weren't invented yet back then. It had no hands-free device or any speaker type of thing on it. And now look at the one that you have today. The technology has changed so dramatically. When I talk on the phone in the car, usually what I'll do is I'll put my phone on speaker, and the technology is so good that I can lay it on the seat next to me or on the console. I can hear just fine. The person on the other end can hear just fine, and I've got both hands on the wheel. So I think the technology, and it's going to continue to improve. We're going to look back at this at some point and say, you know, what was everybody so worried about?
Yeah. Are you worried that we're now seeing different counties, though, taking this up, county by county, Waupaca County first, now Fond du Lac County's considering it?
Well, I think if you really pressed the county boards as to why they're doing this, it has nothing to do with road safety. It has everything to do with dollar signs, because now every time they see, you know, somebody who's driving down the street and they've got a phone up to their ear, there's an additional source of revenue. And that's what they've done in the city of Chicago. It's illegal to talk on a cell phone in the city of Chicago if you're driving. And they readily admit that it's done nothing for public safety, but it's a huge revenue enhancer. And I think that's what if the counties here are being intellectually honest, that's what they're really looking for.
Well, Representative Owens, who is retiring, was predicting that eventually some sort of statewide ban would pass and this would be a law on the books. You think that eventually this will go away?
Oh, I think so. I think it's much ado about nothing. We, you know, it's a relatively new problem. But when you think back over the history of driving, think of all the things that people have been engaged in that has distracted them from driving. And that's why the legislature has put on the books that you ought not be distracted when you're driving. It's already illegal, and I guess the move to make it doubly illegal to me is just silly.
Yeah. And I guess I'm trying to think, if somebody is distracted and inattentive and on their cell phone and causing a crash, yeah, they were they were inattentive, but that's after the fact. Don't you want to prevent them from putting that phone up to their ear and doing that distractive behavior before they get into a crash?
Well, what are we going to do with the statute? Are we going to put every single scenario that's possible into the statutes, prohibit people from eating in the car, prohibit people from having conversations in the car, prohibit people from doing anything in the car? What's eventually going to happen is the statute is going to be so cluttered, and some crafty defense lawyer is going to come in and say, well, my client didn't fit into any of these categories. She used trimming her toenails or whatever. I'm looking for a ludicrous example.
Oh, don't make that illegal. I'm just
what I'm saying is, where do you ever stop? You know, what possibly? I mean, you'd have a list 8 miles long of everything that's possibly inattentive. You know, cell phones are a part of today's society. They're a part of commerce. They're a part of our daily lives, and I think the vast majority of people can maneuver a cell phone just fine and still operate a vehicle. Obviously, there are people out there who can't, and that's why we create laws. It's for people who can't abide. And that's why we have penalties for people who can't abide.
We have lots of people who want to get in on this, and we will get to your calls right after we check weather. Jeff Plaley is our guest. He is a Democratic state senator from South Milwaukee, and he is here to answer your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:45 on this Wednesday, December the 17th. Coming up, Democratic U.S. Representative Ron Kind will join us to talk about the future of the auto bailout and new federal economic stimulus, the one that Democrats in Congress are working on. So we'll talk about those issues and more with Democratic U.S. Representative Ron Kind coming up after 7 o'clock. This hour, to ban cell phone use while driving or not? That is the question. We welcome your answer and your questions. Our guest is Jeff Plaley, a Democratic state senator from South Milwaukee. He says current laws against inattentive driving are good enough. And our first caller for him is Dennison Arpin. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Definitely. And good morning to you, Senator. Thank you for taking my call. I have comment in regards to this issue of cell phone driving, and I want to give you the worst scenario that will occur, and that will be when someone is talking on the cell phone and they're turning on and getting on an expressway entrance. They're so busy with their talking that they can't signal that they're turning, and they don't look in their side view mirror to see that the freeway is full and you have to merge in, because no one can move over for them because they're going the speed limit, okay? And they have no idea because they're looking straight ahead. That there, and that has happened to me as a professional driver more than once. And you're about ready to crush them. In fact, the worst one was down by Wales over there heading into Milwaukee on 94. That scenario, I'm sure, has been repeated more than thousands of times across the country.
Yeah, so you want a ban. You want a ban on cell phone use while driving.
Well, the problem is the hands-free device, I believe, is okay. You have to be able to use the instruments that's in the car to drive safely. And when you have one hand on the phone and one hand on the steering wheel, you're oblivious and you can't manage the rest of the car.
Yeah. All right.
And,
well,
and I guess
what about
I would
that?
Argue whether that other hand is on a cell phone or an eyeliner pen or a hamburger or a cup of soda or digging for change under the seat. All of that is inattentive driving, and you ought not be doing it. And I don't disagree. I mean, we have some really horrible drivers out there in this state. I hope I don't run into any on my way to Madison today. I think the laws that are on the books. My point is you know, it covers the concerns that we have. I was talking to a police officer a while back, and I don't know if this is statewide accurate, but his comment was that the most common form of inattentive driving, at least that he's seen, is people who drop change. And they can't wait till they get to their next place. They have to find that quarter right away, and their quest for the quarter becomes more important than keeping their eyes on the road. It is a problem, but I think our laws are sufficient.
What about Senator Plaley? There was an accident not too long ago on Highway 151 around Mount Horeb. And I recall this within the last 6 months or so, where a young mother driving a van was on the phone. They can tell because of, you know, the cell phone records. She was on her cell phone when she got into a horrific, horrific accident that killed her and, I believe, her children.
Yeah.
Do you think, maybe if this law was on the books, she wouldn't have been on that phone?
Perhaps, but probably the law would have no impact. You know, the reality is people are still going to talk on their phones. Bad drivers are going to continue to be bad drivers, no matter what the statute books say. People are still going. People in Chicago still talk on the phones down there. They just pay the tickets when they get them. I don't think you can legislate your way out of into preventing every single problem. I think that I don't see any kind of statutes on the book. I mean, you can point to all these different tragedies around the state. Are all of them preventable? No, I don't think you can ever legislate to a society like that.
Yeah. Bob in Green Lake is with us now. Hi, Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I got to say, it's very seldom I agree with a Democrat, but your guest is right on the money in what he's talking about on this issue. I'm a truck driver, and I own a small fleet of trucks. Cell phone is an integral part of my business. I would say it would be a much greater possibility of an incident occurring if I have to pull a truck off on the shoulder of a narrow two-lane road than me talking on the cell phone. I see people do incredibly stupid things on a road every single day, and it doesn't involve cell phones. I mean, some of them got their newspapers on their steering wheel and books and everything else, but a lot of them are just, they're lousy drivers. We need a little more driver education. The other thing is, there is this issue on here about two hands on the steering wheel. Every vehicle I own has a manual transmission in it. Now, I don't normally drive with two hands on the steering wheel to begin with. And then we have the issue of two-way radios in our trucks. Now, aren't we going to be allowed to talk on a radio anymore?
Yep, there we
go.
Well,
I don't disagree with anything you said, and I'm glad you brought up the driver's education component, because this is, when Moses was in shorts, when I took driver's ed, obviously people weren't talking on the phone back then, but it is a part of the curriculum now, and they do, as part of driver's ed, talk about safely operating a vehicle with cell phones. So I think that's really the key. That is really the key. And again, with the advance in technology and the increase, I mean, just think back 5 years ago. Whoever had a Bluetooth, whoever saw anybody with those little ear clippy things, now everybody's got them. So I think the technology and education are the way that we combat this. More legislation on the books just isn't. It's meaningless, actually.
Michael in Milwaukee, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy, and good morning to your guest. He is the last caller, kind of took care of me. very intelligent, very intelligent. People can walk and chew bubble gum at the same time. And there's people like that gal I called earlier about her accident. That accident was destined to happen whether he was on the cell phone or not. That obviously that man didn't belong on the road. So making more laws for revenue is about all I feel it is. And it's hypocritical to have that type of law on the books when all the things that were said about eyeliners, professional truck driver as I am using the CB, some people can multitask and not create problems.
All right. Thank you very much, Michael.
I don't disagree with you a bit, my friend.
Yeah. Well, you know, Senator Playle, I'm trying to figure it out. If I see somebody putting on eyeliner or on a cell phone and, you know, and weaving all over the place, I should probably call my local law enforcement authorities about that.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I spend an awful lot of time on I-94 driving from South Milwaukee to Madison, and I've seen people all over the road. I've called into to 911 when I've seen people that I thought were either intoxicated or just weren't paying attention to the road. I think if you talk to law enforcement folks, they would encourage you to do that because they can't be everywhere. And that's one of the beauty of cell phones is, you know, now that everybody has them, or just about everybody has them, you know, those are extra eyes and ears out on the road. In fact, yesterday in Oak Creek, there was a broken down car in an intersection, and I called the Oak Creek Police Department because I had my phone sitting next to me, let them know about it, and they said, thank you, we'll get somebody out there. So, you know, for whatever problems they cause, they also have created a lot of good.
Yeah. Our next caller is Jack in Rochester. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd just like to say that I'm driving right now on the way to Rochester, Minnesota, and it's very difficult to, I had to hang up once, I was on hold, just to concentrate on driving. And I think cell phones are not designed to be used in cars. The instruments in cars are designed to be used in cars, but cell phones are small and hard to read when you're dialing. So I think it's a specific, special kind of distraction.
Yeah, I suppose if you're driving along and trying to dial a number, that does get in the way a little bit more than just talking on a hands-free device, Senator Playle.
Well, and again, take a look at your cell phone today and compare it to the first one you had. I can pick this thing up and say, call home, and it will do the dialing for me. That was never around back, you know, 15, 20 years ago. You got one-touch dialing. The speaker on many cell phones now is very, they've eliminated a lot of the background noise. If you look at the technology has changed so much, and there are still cars where it's built right into the speaker system. They're every year it seems like there are more and more gadgets in cars like OnStar. You know, you can talk to somebody to find a restaurant. These new GPS things, which I'm hoping to get for Christmas, but don't have one yet. You know, is that going to be the next thing? Oh gosh, somebody was looking at their GPS unit and they weren't looking at the road. Where do you stop? I think the statute says it pretty clear that no person while driving a motor vehicle shall be so engaged or occupied as to interfere with the safe driving of that vehicle.
You know, I just replaced my cell phone a little while ago, and the salesperson at the company, which will go unnamed, said, you know, you really need this hands-free device because it's not going to be long. We predict within the year there's going to be a law on the books. He was just trying to sell me that device.
Of course. They told me the same thing, too. I said, don't bet on it.
They were talking to the wrong person, weren't they?
That's right.
Let's go next to Rhonda in Minocqua. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good morning.
I kind of have a problem with this whole thing. I've seen more stupid maneuvers by people on cell phones while driving in traffic. And, unfortunately, I've seen it happen in front of officers who did nothing about it. I do think that there has to be some sort of either strengthening or stronger wording of the statutes in place, or something else that has to involve cell phones. There's just got to be something there that they can act on more than what is there already.
So, Rhonda, you're saying you see people on a cell phone, what are they doing that's so dangerous looking?
Things like running red lights. I've seen that a couple of times. Cutting people off. I mean, not even looking. You can see that little head ahead of you, and they just zip right into traffic and don't even bother looking.
Yeah, so what I'm trying to get at is certainly a police officer would pull someone over for running through a red light, wouldn't they? You know what I'm saying? I mean, so anyway, she's saying, Jeff Plaley, that if this law was on the books, the officers would have a real reason to pull people over.
Well, every single police officer, every police department is different. If they're going to turn a blind eye to inattentive driving, they're probably going to do that regardless. Again, I don't see, the current law as being insufficient. There's certainly sufficient leeway for any police officer to pull somebody over if they feel that they're driving inattentively. And again, the fine, you can get fined up to $400. I mean, that's not exactly chump change, and so depending on the severity. So again, I think the law is pretty darn clear. I don't see, changing the verbiage of that as having any tangible effect. Again, I go back, I think the tangible effect comes in education and the advance of the technology.
We'll leave it there for now. Thank you so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Joy. You have a great holiday, and stay warm today. It's
cold
out there.
Yeah, and you drive safely to Madison today.
I will.
It's slippery out there.
No, I hear you.
Jeff Plaley, our guest, Democratic State Senator from South Milwaukee. And in our first half hour, we heard from Carol Owens, retiring Republican State Representative from Oshkosh. Thanks to Bill Martins for producing this program. Thanks to Bill and to Cynthia Schuster for on-air production and direction. I'm Joy Cardine. This is The Ideas Network. Take her to dinner, use a boyfriend's money. Hey, lady.